One of the last pro-democracy media organisations in Hong Kong is shutting down after its office was raided by police. Seven current and former staff of Stand News have also been arrested. It's another display of how Hong Kong authorities have been cracking down on dissent since China's imposition of a national security law. Stephanie Smale reports.
Media outlet Stand News was one of Hong Kong's most vocal pro-democracy news outlets. Now, a raid involving more than 200 police officers has shut it down. The Hong Kong Chief Secretary for Administration, John Lee, has made some extraordinary claims about the media outlet.
Anybody who attempts to make use of media work as a tool to pursue their political purpose or other interests contravenes the law, particularly offences that endanger national security. They are the evil elements that damage press freedom. Professional media workers should recognise that these are the bad apples who are abusing their position.
John Lee insists fair reporting won't be punished.
They are the people who damage press freedom. Professional media worker should recognise this, say no to these people, and stand far from them.
Seven people associated with Stand News have been arrested, including current and former staff and board members, under a colonial-era crimes ordinance for conspiracy to publish a seditious publication. Stand News senior editor Ronson Chan, who is also chair of the Hong Kong Journalists Association, was questioned by police but later released, police seizing his electronic devices, bank cards and press card. He made a grim prediction about the growing threat to journalism earlier this year.
I think that the situation and the message is clear from the government that making reports and doing and covering news story will have some criminal result. You may be charged, you may be limited your freedom, whatever. So it's not easy to say that I'm not afraid of the situation.
Senior Superintendent of the Hong Kong Police National Security Division, Lee Kwai Wah, denies the raid is about targeting reporters or individuals.
The success for me is to detect a national security crime under the national security law.
He echoed the Chief Secretary John Lee's claims that what the administration considers balanced reporting isn't a crime.
The number one concern for us is don't be biased.
The arrests are the latest crackdown on dissent in the semi-autonomous Chinese city. Police charged former newspaper publisher Jimmy Lai with sedition on Tuesday. His Apple Daily newspaper forced to shut down after its assets were frozen.
Stephanie Smale reporting.